Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's the Talk Radio Review for the week of March 9th and the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues from the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We have the charts from Talkers Magazine. I think what I'm going to do is go through. I often get stuck as we go through the list, but I'm going to go through the list here because it's pretty much unified as to what the big deal is, what the story is. From number 10 to number 1, the number 10 item has to do with immigration reform, almost nonsensical because nobody's talking about that. Nobody is talking about actually any of these things, with the exception perhaps, well, the Putin power grab is number 9. That was kind of one of those anecdotal stories that a lot of people didn't pay any attention to, got lost with the coronavirus being on the top of the heap. But Putin basically is trying to put himself in a position of being in power until, what, 2034 or something?
Dies.
Yeah, until he dies.
Basically, yeah, 2036.
Oh, my God, this guy.
He also managed to pass something that would weaken his successor's power. So he doesn't want to go out quietly. He wants to ruin it for everybody.
Right, but he's a dictator. That's basically what it he's a dictator. All right, so that's number 9. Number 8, the sentencing of Harvey Weinstein. That did get some attention. And the ancillary...
And he had a heart attack.
Yeah, well, so does he have a heart attack and die in the hospital?
Is he still in Bellevue? He's at Bellevue,
I think, still
right?
In the hospital, and they finally said he had a mild heart attack.
Yeah. Well, does it
sound and I don't mean to say finally,
said, couldn't happen to a nicer fellow, but...
Well, I think there was a lot of speculation that he was putting on for court with the...
Yeah.
And we see this as a defense tactic all over the place. The walker, the wheelchair, all these things. And he was having chest pains, and so the hospital did confirm that he did have a mild heart attack.
So in connection with that, number 8 also is a focus on Prince Andrew, who has said, I'm not cooperating with any more investigations. Get lost. And he's getting a lot of heat for that. Imagine being his family, what the rest of the family is thinking. And, you know, all of this stuff is wrapped around the Me Too movement. But the Prince Andrew thing, I thought it was pretty startling that they have that much chutzpah, to just say, I'm not talking to anybody anymore about any of this stuff.
I can't blame him. He's only going to implicate himself and keep himself in the headlines. So why would you cooperate?
Well, because it's maybe it's the law. Who knows? Anyway.
You do? Yeah.
All right. From number 7 to number 1, guess what? It's all the coronavirus. 7, its impact on sports and entertainment. 6, its impact on our relationship with China. Number 5, the relationship with the news media. Number 4, coronavirus and the presidential race. Number 3, coronavirus and scams. Number 2, coronavirus and health care. Number 1, coronavirus, the psychology of it. The economy, that's the psychology of where's our money, how are we going to live if we don't have a job, what is...
Well, I think it's more about the panic and the fear and the anxiety of the psychology of all of those things.
Well, that comes from people not having money. Yeah, but people that don't have
or
any money.
Or toilet paper.
No, yeah, they're freaked out. Yeah, I don't know that anyone... Well, I mean, I'm sure people are worried about the economy, but I think for right now, people are panicked for their own health and safety. I think
it's
the real
all
psychology of this
tied
anxiety.
Together.
Anxiety is so bad for you, and it's so bad for your immune
stress,
system.
Stress, terrible.
Tell
yeah,
all of it.
But how do you talk somebody out of it? How do you talk them down from the ledge? That's the thing. Well, you can if you're good. You know, if you're a good psychologist, that's what psychology is all about.
You just have to ground people. I know when I'm having anxiety, I always have to just take a minute, touch the ground, realize that everything that feels like is speeding around you and is slowing down. But I think when it's something that's public fear, I don't know how you slow that down. Maybe you just have to disconnect from technology.
Well, you have people who are authoritative.
The media for a while.
We had Dr.
Well, we're getting so many mixed messages, too, and that's causing a lot of... Well, it's stoking the fires, for sure.
We haven't got... The leadership on this hasn't been great. The news media hasn't helped. Certainly social media isn't helping. I got a note from a lady in Italy who listens to this program. You know, we have, because of the world of technology. You can hear this program on TalkStream Live, and certainly you can listen to podcasts on the Apple Podcast app and Stitcher and Blog Talk, all of these places. So this lady's name is Miss Rooney. I don't have a first name for her. Anyway, she says, I'm writing to you. What's that?
Macca.
Macaroni. Oh, Jennifer.
She's from Italy.
It's good. Well, we got to have a sense of humor around this in some way, shape, or form. I'm writing to you from Bergamo, Italy, in the heart of the coronavirus crisis. The news media in the U.S. has not captured the severity of what's happening here. I'm writing this post because today, not the government, not the school district, not the mayor, each individual citizen has the chance to take actions that will deter the Italian situation from becoming your country's reality. So she's writing this to Americans. The only way to stop the virus is to limit contagion. And the only way to limit contagion is for millions of people to change their behavior. If you're in Europe or the U.S., you're weeks away from where we are today. I can hear you now saying, it's just a flu, it only affects older people. There are two reasons why coronavirus has brought Italy to its knees. First, it's a flu that's devastating when people get really sick. They need to be in the ICU. And second, because of how fast and effectively it spreads. There's a two-week incubation period, and many who have it never show symptoms. I think we're finding that out here, pretty much. When the Prime Minister here in Italy announced that the entire country, 60 million people, would go on lockdown, the line that struck me most was, quote, there's no more time. Because to be clear, this nation's lockdown is a Hail Mary. What he means is that if the numbers of contagion do not start to go down, the system and Italy will collapse. Today, the ICUs in Lombardy, which is, I guess, a town nearby, are at full capacity, actually more than capacity. They've begun to put ICU units in the hallways. If the numbers don't go down, the growth rate of contagion tells us there will be thousands of people who in a matter of weeks will need care. What will happen when there are 100 or 1,000 or more who need to be in a hospital that has no beds, no ICU places? A doctor wrote in the paper they have begun to have to decide who lives and who dies when the patients show up in the emergency room. That's like what happens in a war. There are a finite numbers of doctors, nurses, medical staff. They're getting the virus, too. They've all been working nonstop for days and days. What happens when doctors, nurses, and the medical staff aren't able to care for patients? So anyway, finally she says, those who say this is just something that happens to old people, starting yesterday, the hospitals are reporting younger and younger patients, 40s, 45, that age. You have a chance to make a difference in America. Stop the spread in your country. Push for the entire office to work at home. Cancel parties, other gatherings. Stay home as much as you can. If you have a fever, stay home. Push for school classes to show. So basically, her last paragraph is what's going on now. You know, you look around. I'm getting notices from my hometown of Framingham about what's closed. What they're doing there, they've set up as of this weekend drive-up testing. How does that work? Would you like to? I know we were talking about this.
The pictures I've seen are like it's like a DUI checkpoint. You drive through.
They just swab you. Yeah, they swab you, and then you go, and then you get called later with your test results.
Okay, so
that's actually a smart way to do it if you think you have it, because then you don't have to go sit around in a hospital and infect other people or get infected yourself.
Right.
Who among us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me, thinks that they are vulnerable or are worried about getting the coronavirus?
I'm not really worried at all about myself. I'm worried about my mom. That's the only concern.
She has pulmonary issues.
She does, right? And she's also a type 2 diabetic. And so those two things put her, and she's in her 70s, so those three things put her at the highest risk. And so I am not visiting her in case Lewis has been, Lewis commutes into New York City. Now actually his company for the next 2 weeks, everybody's out of the office. But I'm just, you know, in case I'm carrying something, because I feel fine, but I could be carrying it, and I don't want to be in person with my mom, so we're just talking on the phone every day. But that's the only real concern that I have.
Yeah. Jennifer, your dad hasn't felt well the last month or so.
Yeah,
I worry about him.
Today.
He seemed fine.
He looks good, doesn't he? I know, he looks good. But, I worry about it just as much as I worry about my parents all the time. You know, I want them to be okay and healthy.
But you worry too much about everything.
I worry about everybody and everybody's health. Yeah. So do I worry about them getting it? Yes. Am I glad? My dad was supposed to go away this weekend to judge an event. I'm glad that it got canceled. But that being said, I'm not overly concerned about it. And for myself, I have asthma, but I don't feel like I'm going to get it. Or if I do, I feel like I can beat it. Maybe that's being overconfident, but I don't really have it as one of the top worries on my plate.
Number one, again, the psychology of this, feeling good about yourself and having confidence in yourself. The mind works. It's the spirit-mind-body connection. If the mind is like a placebo in a manner of speaking. If you feel good, you got a good attitude, you're going to be fine. If you don't, you're worried about everything, or you think, oh, I'm going to die. It's nonsense. I mean, for some people, maybe that's the case, but the overwhelming, even though I just read that letter from the lady listened to us in Italy, that's you are in charge of you. The government's not in charge of you. Your company's not in charge of you. Your husband or wife's not in charge of you. You are in charge of you. And so if you don't take precautions on your own, it starts with the individual. And I could go on and on, but I don't want to. I think we're going to hit so many of these points here, some of which you've heard before and others maybe you haven't. So pay attention as we continue on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Nearly 8 million people go to the doctor each year due to shoulder problems. Rotator cuff injuries are one of the most common shoulder conditions.
The rotator cuff tendons do fray with aging and time, and they do become more susceptible to injury. There's no question about that. A rotator cuff tear is like a hole in a pair of pants. It does not heal itself on its own. We try to treat these, and particularly in people who may be a little bit older, with simple non-operative things at first, medication, injection, physical therapy, but people have they have continued pain despite that, that's when we think more about operative intervention.
Dr. John Sperling says those operations are often done a lot differently now than in the past.
Most rotator cuff surgeries really are amenable to either an arthroscopic repair or a repair through a small incision. The surgeries typically take about an hour to do,
meaning less pain and a quicker recovery. In fact, patients typically go home the same day. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sending you off to figure out, sending you to the corner to figure how this is affecting you yourself. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup from the perspective of the ladies who are on the air with me every week, the Monday through Friday DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with the people list. Let's go through, we've gone through the story list. We're certainly going to have some other anecdotal things to say about the coronavirus and our experience talking about it on the air this week. On the people list, Vladimir Putin is at number 10 for the aforementioned reasons, the power grab, him basically controlling Russia, trying to for the next 15 years. Mohammed bin Salman, number 9. He's the Saudi prince who's apparently looks like somebody or his cousin, someone trying to knock him off. Isn't that it, basically?
I think there were a few cousins who were arrested, and I'm sure we'll never hear from them ever again because we know how they deal with people who do not, who dissent. So that they're going to get the Khashoggi treatment. But yeah, they were arrested for trying to overthrow his power. Mm-hmm. But, which is too bad that they didn't have support because he is not a good person. So it would be, anyone would probably be better than he is, but.
Anybody but Harvey Weinstein, who's number 8 on the list this week, on the people list. Harvey getting his sentence this past week, 23 years, I think. A lot of people said hooray for that. He had a heart attack, but then he's also facing charges here in California, so interesting to see where that goes. Number 7 on the list is the premier of China, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, number 6. That's another story and a half. Late in the week, they were one of the days I was thinking, okay, the top 3 coronavirus stories today are, and I think one of them was Tom Hanks. One person said, I think I heard it on a talk radio program, can you imagine what happens if Tom Hanks dies?
This is how stupid we are.
Yeah. Completely
the minute
stupid.
That Forrest Gump picks up the coronavirus, then that's when the shelves in the grocery store start going bare. That to me,
I think
was
it's
the
just Tom
point.
Hanks is so beloved, and he's such like a national treasure, and everyone's like, oh, if that affects him, then you know it's going to affect all of us.
We're all going to die.
But actually, he and Rita have posted updates on Instagram. They're in quarantine. They don't even have symptoms anymore. And
yeah,
so they're in Australia and they're doing well and they want everybody else to stay calm. The real concern with Tom Hanks when that news spread was that he's a type 2 diabetic. And
right.
So that can definitely
make it worse. That's probably why he got it, to be honest. That's probably one of the reasons he was more vulnerable to it. But did you see his son Chet was trending?
Yeah,
no,
that's
why?
Chet said, "Don't worry, guys, my dad ain't tripping." He's doing fine, I guess.
Doing fine. All right, so that's they're there. He's playing Colonel Parker in the new Elvis Presley movie, in part being filmed over in Australia. The let's see, next up on the list, Mitch McConnell. Well, you can expect the usual suspects for the rest of the list: Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Mike Pence, and Donald Trump. Okay. So back to the events that have been. Although, Victoria, I want, if you would spend a minute on some of the technology there. You do the tech stuff on the DJV program, all the way from how to clean up your phone to what Zuckerberg is doing and some of the other people to help those in need. Mark Cuban, would you give us a quick overview of that, please?
Sure. The big stories of the week, obviously, everything is affected by coronavirus. So we have heard that Mark Zuckerberg is funding producing more test kits for the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
The Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation is doing the same thing in their home state of Washington, which has also been hit really hard. And so they're funding more test kits being developed. I'll give props to Governor Cuomo. New Yorkers are definitely feeling like it's organized and there's a clear message and people know exactly what to do, what not to do.
It's 29 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It just happened minutes ago, but to me it makes me very happy. And I want to congratulate the Federal Reserve.
President Trump praising the Fed for dropping interest rates as part of the country's coronavirus response.
For starters, they've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25, and it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25. In addition, very importantly, the Federal Reserve is going to be purchasing 500 $300 billion of treasuries.
Now, as for the virus itself, Dr. Anthony Fauci from NIH, a guest on ABC's This Week program on how long it will last.
Several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were, just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you scrubbing under your nails? That's a good question.
Should be.
You should be doing that. You should be scrubbing everywhere.
Especially if you have claws.
Right. We'll leave that to the imagination, if you will. That's the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 stories from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find every week the top 10 stories at Talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk. I'm wondering about the talk convention. When Michael Harrison is here on the countdown, I'm going to ask him about the convention. We normally have one in June, whether he's facing the resistance or we'd be done with this by June.
A lot of people think we should be done with it by June.
Yeah, I'd like to be done with it tomorrow. Thanks very much. And so are the rest of us. At any rate, the stories and the people all there, I'm looking at, and everything is connected pretty much to the coronavirus, as you can imagine. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, as our lives are upended, trying to figure out how to contain this. Are you scrambled? Do you feel like your life is like a scrambled egg, Jennifer, Victoria?
Yes.
Everything's scrambled?
I do.
No, Victoria's pretty cool, calm, and collected about this. I have been, but I'm distracted because I spend the winters here in California, and I wasn't planning on going back to the farm.
Well, you asked if my life was like a scrambled egg. The answer to that question is yes. Is it because of the coronavirus?
No.
Let me clarify.
Other things.
The omelet that I'm making has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Yeah, right. But if there's a travel ban, I think the president didn't. What night was it he did the address? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday night. By the way, did you hear that? Apparently somebody told him something that he didn't want to hear just before he went on the air and the mic was hot.
No, he had an ink spot on his shirt.
Oh, is that why he said F?
Yeah. And he saw it. He went, what's your big day? You actually, for the first time in his presidency, asked to address the nation from the Oval Office, and then you have an ink stain on your shirt.
Right.
That's terrible.
So we've been talking about grocery stores and what's going on or what isn't. Have you been to the – who hasn't been to the grocery store? Who isn't stocking up? And are you doing it practically or are you being silly or maybe selfish? By the way, if you can't find any toilet paper, do it the old-fashioned way. Go find some leaves on a tree.
Oh, my God.
Or use your washcloth and wash it in the washcloth.
So you won't get coronavirus,
oh,
but you
God.
Will get – oh, my God, poison ivy right on your butt.
Okay, well, here's a visualization for you. Hospitals, this is a big thing. We're talking about the drive-up testing. The hospitals, a letter from a lady who listens to us in Italy about the hospitals over there and what the people, I don't even think we're considering this, or we haven't. I wasn't thinking about it until she brought it up, how the medical professionals are working 24 hours a day. They've been, many of them haven't had any rest for weeks. And what toll is that going to take? As we have that same thing to consider here, the challenge. But most people, this in order to calm folks down, if you get the test, you're going to find out you don't really have it. And if you do have it, you'll be able to be treated for it. That's really where, from my perspective, anyway, the biggest problem is that there hasn't been testing. If you get tested, then you can get treated. And it sort of puts a cap on it to a point. Anyway.
The only thing that is a little worrisome is that there have been so many hospitals in the U.S. who have come forward and said that they would not be they're not prepared. So that is something, and you know, and people panicking and running to the ER and oh, I think I have a fever or whatever. That is really taking away from the severe cases who do need the ICU. I was just reading yesterday. Matthew Broderick's sister is on the mend now, but she is an Episcopal priest, and she was at a convention in I want to say Kentucky, and she contracted the coronavirus and she had to be put into the ICU. You. When you're older, she's in her 60s or possibly even early 70s, you know, when you're in that age bracket, the ICU is pretty necessary when treating the coronavirus. And so having other people just flooding hospitals unnecessarily is a real danger to those who really need it.
All right. So the points also being made as you look around, we're talking about what was going on in Italy. I think maybe most people want to – well, there's a perspective that's put by looking at their experiences there because they're a couple of weeks ahead of us in what has gone on, what the reality is of dealing with the situation. But now we've got, in terms of sports, Major League Baseball, no games until what, the end of April? They didn't even say –
they postponed the season for 2 weeks, and I think then they're going to reevaluate, which would mean – I think opening day was supposed to be March 26th. So you're looking at the second week of April for opening.
A couple of weeks from now. Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, there are a lot of people that are concerned because not only professional basketball is done, March Madness is done. I thought it was interesting. Cuban learned the NBA is suspending, and he was kind of taken back by it. If you look at some of the pictures of his reaction.
There's a video of him the moment that he reads it on his phone and he's like just incredulous. But then, you know, he made a really good point because we've been talking about the government stepping in and subsidizing people who are, you know, gig workers or whatever who have to, or part-time workers who are going to maybe have to be quarantined or miss work. And Mark Cuban's first thought, which I think speaks really well for his character.
Yeah,
his first thought were all the workers in the arena, because without an audience, they don't have a job.
Yeah,
and so
they're
he's
not selling
concerned.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, and the Mavericks apparently were on their way to the playoffs, so the season would have been extended probably into – June, maybe. And so, you know, that's his concern. He's
looks
trying
like
to...
Looks like he's going to support, to try to support them financially while this is going on.
Right. Yeah. So he's coming up with some sort of plan, which is nice.
Put him to work on one of the Shark Tank one of his Shark Tank companies.
And Kevin Love, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, did basically the same thing. He donated $100,000 to all of the arena workers to try and, you know, they're the same thing.
So
they're not going to have any
people
work.
Comes out, but
yeah.
The goodness in people comes
yeah.
out. All right, so now the next question is whether or not movie theaters should close. I was just making my plans for the weekend because I'm not going to do much of anything else except spend some time with my grandson, Miles. So I'm going to the movies. There are four or five movies I want to see, and I'll be damned if I want to support anybody who says, close those theaters down.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
Watch Netflix. No, thank you.
Netflix. Watch some Netflix.
Netflix.
With Netflix. But I think if you give yourself some room in the theater, you're fine. And I don't think there are going to be a ton of people going to see movies this weekend.
But I also think choose the movie wisely. Like, I would probably, I'd be fine seeing an animated movie with kids in the audience. I would not go and see, like, a movie that, you know, the 70-plus crowd would only want to see. Because, and not because I'm afraid of catching anything from them. I just wouldn't want to be a carrier and infect the elderly. So pick wisely.
All right. So now the Senate.
The elderly, Victoria.
Apparently. What did you say?
Doug is the elderly.
I'm the elderly here. Thank you. Mitch McConnell canceled the Senate break so they can work on coronavirus bills. What sort of bills do they have? What is and are the Democrats and Republicans getting together and playing nice?
Both of them have a bill, but here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi, and this is where I will get political for a moment, decided that she was going to put in some things that she wanted in addition to just
had
the coronavirus.
Coronavirus. So it's
including the Hyde Amendment, which is about abortion. Why in the hell would you put, you know how controversial abortion is. If you really care about helping people and solve the problem right now, do not make this an argument about abortion. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
It isn't right. Not at all. All right, so that's what they're doing in Washington. The debate this weekend was supposed to be in Arizona between Barry Sanders. Barry, why do I always do that?
Why do you do
I don't know.
Barney, Bernie.
I don't know.
It's Bernie, Barney, Barry. Anyway, Bernie and Joe were supposed to debate in Arizona, but apparently that's been moved to Washington. Washington.
They're just going to do it at the
in
CNN.
Arizona.
I think they're doing it at the CNN
in the studio. Yeah, they
studio
are.
Or something.
I think they both are in Washington or closer to Washington, and I think that's why they said, the DNC said that they didn't want to force them to do cross-country travel.
Yeah. And it really doesn't matter. It would only matter if they were going to allow an audience in, and they already decided earlier in the week that they weren't going to do that. So
the president's favorite reporter, what is his name, Jorge Ramos?
Jorge Ramos.
Is that the guy that's always in his face? Has been exposed to coronavirus. So anyway, what about the others who are there? Jake Tapper's okay, and so all is right with the world. When
I'm assuming
Spencer...
they're just testing everyone who's going to come in contact with Joe or Bernie, right?
Yeah, you'd think. Where's Spencer, or what's his face, from Fox? Isn't he going to CNN? Or no, he's going to MSNBC. Shepard Smith, yes.
They haven't made an announcement because he's still serving out his contract with Fox.
He's still serving
his time.
He's still in the box, quarantined.
He'll be on an ankle bracelet in maybe 2 more months.
Maybe the bottom line here is, although, you know, one of the other anecdotal things this week, speaking of the president and politics and stuff, the president met with the president of Brazil, right? Wasn't that on Monday or Tuesday?
Earlier in the week, yeah.
He came down. One of the things that I've noted and has, I don't know who else has noted it, but if you look around, you'll find that there's no coronavirus in the southern hemisphere that amounts to anything. The guy from Brazil got it because he was in Washington, apparently, and he's sitting next to Trump, and now they're wondering why the Trump's got it. Australia.
Well, there's so many pictures of Trump shaking hands with people who are now infected, so.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. The viral Armageddon that this is or isn't. Focus on that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review with now a focus on your health and well-being. I've gotten on to this kick this week. The folks at Calitrin, for whom I have been a spokesperson for a couple of years, have more or less said to me, you tell the story the way you want to tell the story. Put emphasis on what you want to emphasize. And I think right now shedding weight to be healthy without having to resort to crazy schemes. Nobody wants to go to the gym for the obvious reason. So if you are in the, if your mindset, if you're really there, if you've convinced yourself that I really have to get healthier, I really have to lose the weight, I really don't want to get sick, then just go to Calitrin.com and look what they have there for you. The explanation of how this natural product, this drug-free, stimulant-free product works. The essential ingredients are explained on the website. Basically, it's collagen, protein, and aloe vera. It kicks out the fat, promotes lean muscle, and you then you're on your way. But it's not a short fix. It takes 4 to 6 months. You get on the program, and then you stay. Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, and you'll get discounts on every bottle. $10 off each bottle, free shipping. That's at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight. Be healthy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, talkzone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's car talk time, literally and figuratively. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his fabulous website. It's like we have a, what do they call it when boys like boys? Is that a bromance? No, we don't have a bromance. Yeah. We like each other, and we find each other.
Yeah, we have a
car. Yeah, we have karma together. Perfect. Yeah. All right, so you're sort of sitting on your butt there up on the Northwest, right? Nothing's going on. Everything's canceled. And I see, you'll laugh at this. I was looking at buying an old Range Rover that I found here in Los Angeles I can buy cheaply, and every day the price gets cheaper because nobody apparently is buying cars. I have an older Range Rover LR4 that has 130,000 miles on it that I drove across country to leave here, and I don't really want to, I would like to, but I don't want to pay for a newer Rover. So I found this 2008 that is pristine. It's got like 100,000 miles on it, like it's like new, and it's peanuts. And maybe that's the stuff. Is that the kind of stuff that's kind of what's going to sell now? Tell people who are thinking now is I don't want to spend any money for anything. This is actually probably a fabulous time to buy a car, is it not?
Sadly, it is, Doug. And you look at what happened to China in their first few bouts of coronavirus. automotive sales dropped by 80%. And that means that if you need, and that's sort of the volume, if you need to buy a new vehicle, it's just unfortunately might be the best time of year to do it, because everybody is not going to be selling cars, and so they're going to be willing to make a deal.
Yeah. So what will happen now, because of China being connected in so many different ways to all the manufacturers with the parts that they do, a lot of companies have shut down. So what happens down the road if, in fact, if there are no orders, do they just stop making cars, shut the factories down?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So there is something called the days on the dealer lot, and that's how car companies work out how well their cars are selling, because they only sell to dealers. They don't actually sell to the public. And so they find, let's say, you look at a Land Rover, how long it's been sitting on the lot, and if they start to get over a certain amount of days that the cars are sitting on the lot, then they start to cut down their production. You know, there was a time where we were thinking that China wasn't going to be making enough auto parts to keep up with us because of the coronavirus. Well, we've got to sell cars to start ordering parts from China, and that looks a little in jeopardy right now.
Yeah. So a lot of the shows that you go to keep us informed as to what's new have been put off. How many months does it look like? You've got the New York Auto Show. You've got any number. I think there was one you were supposed to go to last week. Are there a number of them for April and May that have been put off?
Yeah, I mean, I spend my Monday to Friday traveling around the country going to unveilings and test drives of cars before the dealers even see them quite often, and they've all been canceled. In fact, for the next 6 weeks, Doug, I'll be calling you every day to chat because I've got nothing else going on.
You're welcome to call the program any morning, and we'll talk about the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees, or cars, or whatever it is. So Morgan Stanley has made a prediction as to how much this is going to affect the car business. What's the number?
Well, remember, we're in early days yet, and I don't think this number is actually correct, but they're saying they expect to see the coronavirus outbreak will send auto sales down 9% this year, and investors, you know, they were noting that on Wednesday morning. We're Friday morning now. A lot has changed in the last 48 hours. They were expecting to see somewhere around a 1.5 million vehicle drop. I'm going to tell you that I don't see people rushing out to car lots this week, and maybe next week, and maybe for the next 6 weeks. So I think we'll see a significant drop, and I just think people are going to say, I'm going to hang on to my money for a little while and see where the world goes.
The California jury that awarded four Volkswagen owners $100,000 apiece as punitive damages for being sold these diesel vehicles, were you surprised that it was that high?
First of all, I think that these guys were very clever. They opted out of the mass lawsuit against VW and decided to go it alone separately. Yeah. And I think for the mass lawsuit, they would have got something like $12,000 at the most. Yeah. And now they're up to $100,000 in the amount of money. It just goes to show sometimes it's not worth following the herd. There are quite a few people that opted out of doing that massive lawsuit. But it shows that if everybody had done this individually to VW, and that's four cars, right there, $100,000 is four separate cars. They could have bought those cars four times over. Yeah. So I think ultimately it shows that Dieselgate still isn't over. There's still a lot of anger and resentment, and there's still maybe further court cases. I mean, people being jailed even as we speak for that, and that's several years ago. So the world is a topsy-turvy place, my friend.
It sure is. We'll check in with you soon. Nick Miles. You can check out, there'll be a lot of things going on his website, because he's got nothing else to do. OurAutoExpert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.